your Tangible Assets Advisor. I'm Kevin, your host, sponsored by Coins Plus, 444-0044 in Spokane, toll-free 877-TAP-COIN. And we're talking about basically precious metals here. I had to kind of do that update for a recording thing. So we just briefly discussed the fact that, you know, God in the Bible tells us what money is. We've got markets that have come and gone over time. God's truths always prevail. They always stand. This is where we're at. We've got a booming paper market. It's great. Everyone loves it. Hey, look at Trump. Look how great things are. And the left tries to say it's Obama that did it and all this. They're actually partially right, because what I mentioned a bit ago is the fact that it's everyone knows the market is overpumped. Everyone's waiting for the big kapow, number one. And number two, everyone knows the world that we live in right now is really awkward and there's an uncomfortable pressure. We've got geopolitical tension. We've got division. We've got all kinds of issues that have been really exacerbated post 9/11. I personally believe Obama really fueled the fire. I believe that he could have been a wonderful, wonderful uniter, but he was a big time divider. And along those lines, folks, today's Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Civil rights activist and preacher marched for true justice and true civil rights. Not this radical, nutty Black Lives Matter stuff that's going on now that divides. The problem is, as a group of people, and I touched on the fact about racism and anti-Semitism and all this stuff that exists in our world, and it's just, I've heard it all. I've read it all. I just, you know, I'll take it in when I hear this stuff. I want to hear what they say. There's no good biblical arguments. I'll give you, you know, Jesus says, be wise as serpents, innocent as doves. People can, you know, when people say, oh, you know, people can pull out scriptures to serve their purpose and people can make the Bible say whatever they want. That's not true. People say whatever they want. The Bible doesn't, you know. And when you're a believer and you read the word, you get different meanings out of it multiple times, okay? But really what you're getting is different life applications. The absolute vast majority of Scripture only has one meaning, basically. And that's what's important to understand. You don't need someone to translate that meaning to you. Now, when someone does a real poor job of translating the Bible from Hebrew or Greek to English, then we have a problem. You know, we're not getting the true unadulterated message, which is what concerns me. I recently showed where you can use our Father's Prayer, the Lord's Prayer, out of an NIV Bible, and you can give that prayer to the devil, because it doesn't say in there, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, amen, which obviously describes the creationist God of the universe. If you take that out and you go through that Bible and in countless locations where it says the Lord Jesus Christ and you change it to the Lord, you lose touch with who God really is. And this is what they're doing. They're watering God down. They're making him more palatable. They're making the Bible easier to read. They're taking out words like whore and prostitute because those are offensive terms. And, oh, gosh forbid that we would ever offense, that anyone would ever be offended when they read the Bible, right? Didn't Jesus call himself an offense in number of cases? Yes, he did. God's word's not palatable. People used to come to God as fire insurance, okay? They mostly didn't come to God because people said, hey, join our club. It's really fun. We have a lot of fun things for the family, and we go on really fun trips, and we have a super good daycare. You know, that's not what leads you to Christ. Christianity is a religion of desperation. It's for those people not only who are broken and done with their own way, but people who have a more right heart towards God, okay? So in the Bible, when it talks about righteousness, What it's speaking of is a right mind towards God. That's what it means. Not perfection, not legalistic rubbish. It means that you're like-minded towards God. People have all kinds of theories why David is referred to by God as a man after God's own heart. David sinned, David failed. People say, oh, it's because he never repeated his sins. And some say it's because he was a great repenter. Well, that's true. And they say, you know, he repented and turned. Well, he had, you know, he basically had adultery with Bathsheba and then killed her husband. And this went on for a year, over a year, before one of his friends used basically a riddle to trick him into showing him that he's operating evilly. He repented and turned. I think the number one thing that makes David pure before God's eyes is that he has an unadulterated, unabridged perception or view of God. He wants God's agenda pure and whole without his filter. Folks, we have got issues as human beings. So many of you out there are probably defensive and narrow-minded, and you just won't let God work in your life, and you're using your faith as a legalistic prison rather than freedom and liberty that Jesus provides. When societies figure out that Jesus Christ provides liberty, they accomplish incredible things. And the problem is that we use Christianity, because we've got freedom, we use it to build our own bondage, to bondage ourselves, to lock ourselves up, freeze ourselves, imprison ourselves in legalistic trash. God did not call us to be legalistic and point fingers at each other. That's not our job. If you believe in God and if you believe in the Holy Spirit, you will trust him and you'll allow it. There are certain things you need to speak up about, but not to be offensive. Your point of view may be offensive. Your opinion may be offensive, but don't let your behavior be offensive. If you have a hard time communicating or being diplomatic, work on it. Be a good person. Walk a high road. When you talk with people and meet with people about God, have them walk away pleased and impressed with the meeting. There's a book, and this is random, but there's a book out there if any of you struggle with getting along with people, or maybe you struggle with arrogance or offending people, read a book by Dale Carnegie called How to Win Friends and Influence People, written in the 30s. Still the number 8 book on Amazon of all time. Best book I've ever read outside of the Bible, hands down, bar none. It'll transform your life because it teaches you how to care about others and reach out and empathize and actually put yourself in their shoes. The book's about 80 years old. And it's still a top seller. It was the very first, quote, positive thinking type book, but it's not like that. It may have eventually led to that movement, but that it certainly wasn't like that. It is a sincere book written by a good Christian man, Dale Carnegie, explaining in depth and detail why we have to live a certain way. And it's all by biblical standards. So we need to be diplomats. And last, you know, back again, I've discussed, you know, you take the economic situation we're in and you contrast that with metals and coins in the sector that we're in and realize we are dealing with the timeless asset. We're dealing with an endless form of wealth. We're dealing with true wealth. That's the name of my show for a very good reason, because gold and silver based assets, as I said earlier, it's an entire sector, just like real estate. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to and they say, well, you said real estate's good. Folks, I have a very extensive background in real estate banking, real estate development, actual hands-on construction, management, leases, all of it. I've got an extensive background. And even for me, it is the biggest headache in the world. Income property is a ton of work. Investment property is a ton of work. You've got extraordinary levels of taxes that never end. The assessor is your enemy. I had a house one time one time 7 years ago when we sold it. We had paid one price for it, done a fair amount of remodeling on it, and when we listed it, we started at well over double, actually about triple what we'd originally paid for it. And it was just listed for that. You know that within literally a week, the assessor had quadrupled our tax base. Well, we were asking way too much for the house. We had to come down and down and down. This was clear back in like the 09 era when the market was just heinous. And that assessor had that house assessed at way over 50% higher than what we sold it for. I mean, it's a greedy, terrible thing. And they literally have the attitude. I had a IRS agent briefly, ha, ha, ha. We used to have a small group at our house for years and years that we developed a lot of friendships from. And then we, of course, moved. But we one time had an IRS employee guy, maybe in his around 32, and he was going to church. He was so skewed in his thinking about money from the IRS. We talked about taxes, and he immediately started to spout up, well, that's not people's money anyway. It's the government's money. And I'm like, what? It's not the government's money when you get taxed. It's your money you're giving the government. He said, no, it's not. It's their money that you happen to be allowed to possess. It's the same concept, which obviously didn't go over too well with me. It's the same concept with real estate taxes. They literally think you owe them. Like you're, you know, if you have real estate, you're a criminal or something, and they've got to go out and regulate it, and they've got to go out and balance it out and make it fair. They've got to spread the wealth around, you know, like Obama said to Plumber Joe or whatever his name was during his first campaign. I just want to spread it around, right? Well, spread it around yourself. Let God spread it around. You have faith. You have faith. You don't need a socialistic system. You don't have faith. You need socialism. You need the government to be your God. You need your government to handle charity, which is pathetic. When you look at these people that are always propagating the government, the left on with bar none, no debate, gives and tithes about a tenth of what the Republicans and conservative and biblical Christians do. They're terrible. And I don't mean a tenth of their wage. I mean a tenth of what conservatives give. Conservatives make the world go round. They're fighting for no more taxes. And at the same time, they're supporting charities. The left is fighting for more taxes. They don't support charities much. Okay, I'm not saying they don't support charities, but their charitable contributions individually are very low. Very low on a basic per capita comparative basis. It's just the way they think. They want the government to be their God. And the government's a really horrible God. And our founding fathers warned against it. They warned against rampant tyrannical government. They warned against a two-party system. They warned against everything that would tear this country down. This country was a free will experiment, just like the humans were with God. The term free will experiment's probably not accurate. It's probably a little disturbing. But it really is what we are, because we knew, God knew we'd sin and fall. He wasn't shocked a bit. And when I hear people say, well, if it wasn't for that dang Adam and Eve in the garden, we'd be in paradise right now. No, we'd have however many generations, every generation would have sinned. Human nature. We were put here to fall away, use our free will to make decisions. God said, there's only one thing I don't want you to do, and that's eat of that tree. So what did we do? We ate of the tree. And of course, we got into the woman thing, and it's not some crazy sexist thing. It's just the fact that there's a lot of biblical principles there. And I believe, like I said, that Adam's the one that told her the rule, not God direct. I don't know about that. So briefly, before I move forward, on the metals, okay? Precious metals-based asset, this is the time to get in, folks. It's a great value. And frankly, the market's been pretty healthy. I mean, when you consider we're breaking all these crazy records in the stocks. And by the way, I have people say, what about mutual funds? Folks, a mutual fund is just a fund that includes a lot of stocks. I've had people literally say, no, I don't believe in stocks either. I buy mutual funds. Mutual funds are stocks. They're just a bundle of stocks, okay? People's returns on the market are not keeping up with the market gains themselves. People are enjoying them because they've been sitting there for a decade without any reasonable gains. The only gains they saw for a couple of years barely was a cheap attempt to recuperate their losses that they took in the 08, 09, 10 dump. So, of course, you're going to get a rebound out of a deep hole. You got to kick a ladder up and dig your way out. This is growing to a new level. It's going to set a new standard, but we're going to see huge corrections, huge adjustments. It happens every single time, folks. Absolutely not negotiable. It happens every single time we see an adjustment. It's coming. But when you buy precious metals-based assets, they are timeless wealth. They're always there. They're always liquid. The Bible tells us, I said briefly earlier, you know, God gave us his greatest highlights of all the games ever, you know, was like, I created the heavens and the earth. I created man and woman, you know, and then Cain turned and killed. And then, like I said, we get evolution. We get, you know, we get Adam and Steve instead of Adam and Eve. We get all these sinful activities. We got Cain kills Abel. We got murder of abortion continuing on in this nation forever. We've got, you know, God gave man freedom and liberty and individual blessing and strong individualism. So what does man come up with? Marxism, socialism, communism. Let the government be your God. Folks, bad call. And people say, well, in real socialism, the people run the government. No, they don't. Dictators, tyrannical nuts, always do, always will, always do. Human nature, just where we end up every single time. So be wise, okay? And make the move now, folks. Get your money and get it into something secure now. I mean, precious metals-based assets, I started a minute ago. What was Jesus' very first gift when he came to earth? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It's been the form of currency, of wealth throughout history. God talks about it. Jesus talks about it. Jesus carries it. Jesus spends it. He even discusses fiat currency with a coin with the portrait of Caesar Augustus on it. I think it was Augustus. He says, who's this belong to? Whose face is on it? And they said, then give it back to him. Because it's fiat currency, it's pot metal, it's fake money. It's not real. If you're in the stock market and somebody, you know, in the whole world's got a great big bike pump on it, and they're pumping the tire and pumping the tire and pumping the tire, it's going to pop. Folks, they've been going on and on and on with this forever. This is not forever, but ad infinitum, it's such an extreme, nauseating growth pattern that we've seen. It's just completely unnatural. So just be aware, true wealth. True wealth is what you want. You want God's timeless wealth. If anything else, you need a nice portion of your money secured in it. I can't even begin to tell you the number of people that I talk to over the years, and I've done this a long time, and I've been in all kinds of financial situations, watching people utterly lose everything to market corrections. It's so sad and unnecessary. You can avoid it by being balanced and wise. If markets change, if things decrease, you always have that ounce of gold or those gold coins or silver coins or even collectibles, investment grade, investment quality stuff. These are things that are inheritances. These are the things that it says that a wise man stores up an inheritance for his children's children. I think it's either Proverbs 22:10 or 10:22. Probably 22:10. But the fact of the matter is, that's what you do. You don't do this billionaire thing where you build this huge nest egg, give it away to everybody else, and then say, oh, my kids can make it on their own. Now, granted, there's kids that are off their rocker. They need to make it on their own. As long as you keep, you know, giving them money, they'll keep coming around for it. Why wouldn't they? They'd be dumb not to. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying supporting family is a bad thing. It says in the Bible, he who doesn't care for, tend to his family, support them, is worse than an infidel. So we're supposed to do that. We're called to do that. It's just with kids, you've got to teach them self-sustaining behavior, you know, so they can stand on their own 2 feet. So MLK Day, I'm having some, apparently the internet is deciding not to be very cooperative today. So that's not very helpful. But I will tell you that when you look at precious metals over the prior 12 months, we're up like, you know, a solid 15%. And that's in a pretty tough market. Actually, it's more than that. It's 20. But I'll just fudge and say 15. But it's 20, right? So 20%+ in the last year, that ain't bad. And actually less than a year. And that's, like I said, with the stock market hitting all-time highs. It's typically counter-cyclical. And so with those circumstances, that just is a good sign. There's shortages in the delivery process, shortages in the reserves, in the warehouse, and it's drying up. So, you know, we do very good, solid, balanced portfolios that you can put away. We wholesale coins to the public. We take items that used to be very collectible now, and we sell them in bulk based on their silver. That includes, you know, old proof sets from the 60s that include Franklin half dollars and Kennedy halves that are silver, and all kinds of stuff like that is available in our packages. We do IRAs and 401ks. People get so confused on this topic, folks. IRA means independent retirement account. It just means that you are managing it, essentially. It means that it's under your care and control. A 401k is a pre-tax, tax-deferred investment that is acquired through an employer. And a lot of times people have employers that contribute. A lot of people don't know a lot about that. Some employers will contribute. They'll match, is a better term, up to a portion of or all of the first 6% of your income. So if you made 36,000, what's an easy number? Let's say you made $40,000 a year. If you put 6% of that into your 401k, in a lot of companies, your employer will match it. But it's never matching on a one-to-one basis. In other words, they don't give you 1% of your income for every 1%. If you're making $40,000, 1% is 400. If you put 400 in, it doesn't, for, you know, six times to get to 6%, it doesn't mean they're going to do the same. Typically, what they'll do is match you on the first 3%, and then after that, they'll pay a fraction or half or whatever, just so you know. Then there's what's called a vesting period. How long is it before you can acquire the money your employer is matching? In so many cases, you are immediately vested, which means you can take it out right away. Of course, the problem is simple. You think, what about taxes? You're right. But if you're getting free money from your employer and you want to roll it into metals, you can take it out at the end of each year. We have clients do that. There's all kinds of ways to handle that. Another very strong consideration, if you have smaller IRAs, and by smaller, I mean under $50,000, we can consider a roll out. What is that? There's a roll over and a roll out. A roll over means you're keeping your money under that umbrella, that tax-deferred umbrella. Now, remember, tax-deferred means you're inevitably going to pay it all anyway. You just don't know when that day comes, who's president, what's the tax structure going to be, and how much you're going to owe. sadly, the Communist Socialist Party, the Democrats, wants to repeal all of Trump's actions. They want to end the tax law. They just want to come in. They want to get that office back and begin to destroy all of his work. The thing that's most offensive to me is that they don't want to even acknowledge his accomplishments in the first 81 days. He's a master at manipulating people to get what he wants. Point of fact, okay? So Donald Trump is very wise. When he has the press in arms every day, offended, screaming, yelling, temper tantrums, it's not an accident. He wants us to see how disingenuous they are. And he's making it very clear they're hurting themselves, shooting themselves in the foot. So they write longer, more in-depth articles to manipulate and persuade. It never ends at all. So if you've got money sitting by the sidelines, stop waiting, stop sitting around going, you know, I was going to buy gold when it was $300 an ounce. Well, you know, it was probably $300 an ounce for 27 seconds at midnight Eastern time. You weren't. Your hindsight is very opportunistic, very idealistic, very selective, okay? Don't lie to yourself. You just own an asset. An asset's an asset. If it goes up, great. But even if it doesn't, you've got a hard liquid asset that's recognizable universally everywhere. And like I said, it's in heaven. Gold's everywhere in heaven. On the final days on earth, it says we'll be casting it in the streets, tossing it out because it won't buy salvation. That is a clear message I believe that God put in there three times, I think, or at least two. And the Bible says you have to have at least two witnesses, right? Well, it comes up twice from different authors. You know, that we're going to be casting that gold in the streets. It's his way of saying it's worth money till the bitter end. So realize that. And folks, you know, I'm just saying, get yourself squared away. Roll over and roll out. Roll over means you maintain the tax shelter. We do it every day. It's easy. Give us a call, 444-0044 in Spokane. It's very easy. You can talk to me or Mike or whatever. We'll get you set up. Very easy. You can get precious metals, actual precious metals in your 401k or IRA, in your retirement account. You are inevitably going to pay the tax. That's just the way of the world. The second method is a rollout. Now, why would I consider that? That means you're taking the money out. You're going to deal with the taxes now. Why would I do that? Well, number one, Trump's new tax plan is going to give you a much lower tax rate, and we don't know how long this is going to last, because as soon as the left can change it, they will. So you got to realize that you're going to owe that tax, but if you take it out now, you've got 16 months. You won't owe a tax until April of 2019. 16 months of growth on a financial sector that has been averaging profound growth for the last couple of years. You know, like I said, 15 to 20%. So if you figure it's up 25%, you say you take it out now, roll it out, and then by April of next year you're due, just say it's up 25%, which is really nothing. It's been there all the time. You're up 25%. You want to take a profit, or, well, you got to pay your tax. Your growth paid your tax rate, because it's going to be a lot lower than that under Trump. And if you need some money out of it, it's quick, it's easy, et cetera. Just give us a call. Let us help you out. If you have savings, you want to build a nice portfolio, we'll do that. We've got a lot of nice things. I've got some great product from every spectrum. I've discussed silver dollars. I have uncirculated silver coins like 1964 Kennedy half dollars uncirculated. Uncirculated rolls of dimes. We've got silver Eisenhower dollars. We've got all kinds of things that are good, solid investments. So, briefly, because time's always the enemy, today's Martin Luther King Day. I'm just going to say the guy's good. I like him. I like what he said, like what he did, like what he stood for. You can tell by he's got a brother and sister that are still out there fighting for civil rights. But they are Bible-believing Christians. They love and believe God. And that's why they don't like this Black Lives Matter stuff. I realize there's a lot of people that are diplomatic and some not so much. The not so muches will keep things far too long. And they'll let things fester and get bad. So, you know, MLK wanted true liberty, true freedom. He was shot by a hardcore racist. That's a problem. Or, you know, he was persecuted because of his race. Folks, what we need to think about is the fact that this extreme racism from Black Lives Matter is, it's divisive and it hurts the blacks' cause. I'm going to be candid. They're choosing division and, you know, people are avoiding, people are becoming where they want to avoid the minority class because the risks are too great. I mean, I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm just saying this doesn't make us a better world. A better world is where all men unite and work together in peace, not separate and divide. And frankly, when you've got all this stuff going on, employers will avoid certain areas, certain nationalities. They won't say it, but they'll do it because they don't want a problem. And if there's a lot of bitterness and division and a divisive spirit and an avoidance voluntary segregation, all that stuff is not God's way. It wasn't Martin Luther King's way. And that's what really frustrates me, is the left misquotes him. And to be honest, up until the Nixon era, right before the election, we, the Republicans, had the black vote. They lost it under, when Kennedy was running, Martin Luther King was jailed. I can't remember if it was in Alabama or what. I think it was, they knew he needed to get out. They knew it was wrongful. And I believe it was the governor of the state or whatever called Nixon and said, hey, get down here and take claim for getting this guy out. He said, no, I don't want anything to do with it. I'll offend the white vote, you know. And so they didn't do it. And then JFK, John F. Kennedy, got the credit. He was down there working it and talking to everybody and pulling family strings because he's got connections. And all of a sudden, Martin Luther's out, which he was going to be anyway. And there's JFK taking all the glory, looking like the guy that fights for minorities. Now the Dems claim they're the ones that fight for minorities. What the Dems used to be is a bunch of corrupt slave owner businessmen. So understand that what he wanted to do, I think, made a lot of progress. I think Obama hurt us. I think he divided us. He made everything about race. And I can understand your character, but not based on your skin color. That's just me. I've discussed the growth in metals. There's a couple things I wanted to do. I really wanted to cover a scripture today, which I didn't get to. I wanted to talk about what Trump has accomplished since he's been in office, the benefits of the tax cuts. I always have a lot on my mind. Realize, folks, there's a standard God wants us to live by. Our body is our temple. We only get one for life. Take care of it. Don't do what I do and go without sleep and try to get more work done, right? So I guess the moral of the story today is I really see a beautiful opportunity. Like I said, roll out. Folks, buy low. I mean, and I know metals aren't that low, but they're low comparatively. They're poised. They're cocked. The gun is loaded. It's ready to take off again. It's going to. We'll see corrections in the market. And frankly, if we see big corrections in the stock market, we'll see a short-term dip in metals because they use futures contracts to leverage a lot of it. They don't pay for it with cash. They use leverage against their investment portfolio to buy more, which is dangerous because they're magnifying their exposure, which is what happened in the 08 drop. That's how people lost so much money. But if you just want simplification, biblical solidity, stability, you want precious metals, which have proven to be the timeless, permanent, respected, pinnacle form of true wealth and capital preservation in all civilized society enduring every hardship of human history, then, you know, get yourself in here. Let's get you connected. Let's get you built up. Just give us a call. Tell us what you got, what you're working with. You would not even believe. You could never go out on your own and get the prices on things that we'll provide you on an overall portfolio, ever. I mean, we're building some wonderful, wonderful portfolios based on inventory that I've saved up for many, many years as my own. And I just, I've got an excess of stuff, and I'm just giving it only to my customers. I won't let dealers buy it. The prices are too good and the quality of product's too good. And we, you know, we've just got that nailed down. So there's just a lot of great value. I think I've made my point pretty clear. Precious metals have done incredibly well recently. I don't care if it's the last year, 5 years, 10 years, 20, 40. They've got a great track record. Just remember that it's a sector. There's wonderful investment stuff. If you think it's okay to buy a stock but not a solid asset coin, you don't get it. I think at one point you need to pray. I spoke with a lady last week who was super flustered and confused and trying to do the right thing, and she was talking to way too many people, and she was trying to get peace, and she was creating chaos in her life. That's not God's way. God's way is find someone you trust and feel good about and deal with them and realize he made a system. Go with his system. If you obey him, that's what Deuteronomy 28 talks about. You'll be blessed. So just obey him with your financial affairs. That's what it's all about. And he's very crystal clear. You just give us a call. We're very good at it. We've done so many of them, you wouldn't even believe it, probably 1,000. So thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate it very, very much. Take care. God bless. And we'll be around the rest of the week, Wednesday and Friday night. Bye-bye.